Can you talk about fear as a cause of dukkha and how to work with them? Fear to me is a it's not articulated so like when the Buddha talks about the root kilesa, the root defilements of the mind that are a source of dukkha, and say lobha dosa moha, like greed, hatred, delusion. And it all for many years it was a puzzle to me of, well, where does fear fit into that? And then I came across like reading some Abhidhamma text, and that fear is a moha condition, and so like a delusion condition. And you realize that. Because moha is also can be a seed for greed and hatred, and it's a little bit, delusion ends up being more complicated than just being a bit confused, and fear is a moha condition, and it's like, well, that makes sense, because it's that lack of seeing things clearly that we get wrapped up in different fears and different anxieties and different worries. And that was my, in terms of personality, that was my go-to option. Fear, anxiety, I could always rely on that. But in terms of how to working with them, I really found like mindfulness of the body is just so important, because it clarifies, there's a solid base for mindfulness and a continuity of awareness and attention, that once you start having that continuity and clarity, and fear being a delusional state, then it doesn't have a foundation. It gets dissipated. The rug gets pulled out from underneath it, so it doesn't gain any traction in the mind. And so that there are places where the Buddha does talk about fear, in many discourses he talks about the prevalence of fear, but then there's a set of mental stains that comes up over and over again, and they're what are called in Pali the akati, and akati is usually translated as bias, but literally what it means is to lean. So that one leans and topples over into a particular, like, the bias of desire, the bias of ill will, the bias of delusion, the bias of fear, but it causes the heart to lean and fall over into a particular unskillful state or quality. And so that fear is, I think, work with mindfulness of the body in terms of just getting that, having a solid foundation for a continuity of attention and awareness, is just really important for dealing with fear.